This is part two of this podcast.
So let me ask you this, yeah? So this is what came up in a conversation now, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Stormzy and Chip.
Mm-hmm.
Stormzy not replying to Chip. Does that hurt the genre of grime?
No.
Your opinion?
Did it hurt grime?
Because I'm asking that in the same premise of Cole apologising to Kendrick. No, does it hurt the sport or the genre?
That's not the same thing, because you not replying and you coming out and apologising.
No, because people, because what I'm saying, if people were saying, because the discourse was Stormzy's got bigger things to worry about. He's doing world tours. He's a big man. Why is he replying to
I don't think
Dibby
it's,
Dibby
I,
rap beef? That's
I don't
the
think
discourse.
Yeah, but I don't think it's that.
No, I'm saying that's just what was online. So I'm saying, like, Stormzy replying to Chip or not replying to Chip, does it do anything for the genre?
No.
J. Cole apologising, even though they, quote unquote, not the exact same thing, whatever, J. Cole apologising to Kendrick, does it damage the genre?
It doesn't damage the genre. It damages the concept of battling, is what
I think, to a degree. I think it does damage the...
How?
Why?
It does damage the what did you say?
The genre.
It does damage the
Why?
Genre. Because we grew up on rap beef. Like, we grew up on it. And the thing is, there's a difference between you ignoring a man. I remember when Jay-Z was going to beef with, war with Cam. When Cam was going to beef with Jay-Z, Jay-Z purposely ignored Cam, but kept responding to Jim Jones. Yeah. Jim Jones and Figgy had a beef.
Yeah, but that's strategic, though.
Cool. I know who to speak to.
So Jay was getting on Cam's nerves, because Cam's like, brother, I'm the leader of Dipset.
You're responding to
fucking Jim Jones. But Jim Jones loved it, whatever. But that's different, because that's not damaging hip-hop, because you can see what's happening here, innit? Even when 50 had an argument with Cam on the radio and Cam...
Curtis!
And Cam's like... Cam's shouting and 50's going, Cam, don't do this. And then they had a beef, but then they went back and forth. It happens, but it's either you ignore the person and say, I'll move, but you don't bring out a diss and apologise after.
No, okay.
That's completely different.
No, but...
That's why I think it's damaging.
Yeah, but context...
Because now you're... Because, all right, this is going to sound mad toxic, and I don't want to just sound like that. So.
You're going to add a disclaimer.
No, this is going to sound mad toxic, but it's like you're bringing mental health into hip-hop, bruv. It's not here,
oh
man.
Oh, my
God. Do you know what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying?
On your own path,
bro. Bro, wait, hold on.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what you're saying, bro.
Basically, what you're doing is you're...
Why are you on the ledge trying to drink Red
Bull? No. What you're doing here is, like, you're bringing in, like... You've allowed too many think pieces to come into hip-hop now, where, like, you've got people talking about...
men crying, boy, this, that.
This is why hip-hop is this, that. But it's like, no. We've never been on a path of saying, let's glorify actual beef where you're stabbing a man or you're killing a man. It's just, what we do in hip-hop is, if you call me out, I respond. Then I respond to you. If you're the best, and you say you're the best, we go against each other.
Right,
but
cool.
Now what's happened is, now you've got people coming into hip-hop now saying, this is so brave, the hip-hop negative, blah, blah. It's like, so it took J. Cole to say sorry for you to be like, hip-hop's negative.
No. But
man been saying about drugs and killing since 1972.
What does that do for hip-hop?
Wait, hold on. But you have to add context, though. I'm saying, so we know now, allegedly, that the beef between Kendrick and Drake is personal. And yes. J. Cole was doing it for sport, competitiveness.
Yes.
So he's realized, I'm not in this, I like both of you.
Yes.
So I have to apologize to my man, because he's the one I diss.
Couldn't he call him?
Yeah, I know.
Exactly.
So that's the argument that I would have.
Why did you come out?
Cool. But I don't think it's damaged the genre.
It has, man.
No, I'm saying
right now, obviously Ebro and these man, they're saying...
Hold on, listen to this.
Stop this, man.
Cop Black.
Can you turn this...
Funk Flex paid it about 12 times, blood, pulling it up, bro.
Because basically what I'm saying is, people are saying hip hop now just is entertainment.
It's really, like, entertainment.
No, but I mean, in terms of some of the foundations it's been built on has been torn down. So it's just rap now. Like, basically...
Stormzy said it in... Wait, hold on. Stormzy said it in the diss that he gave back to Wiley, where he said, we're all saying suck your mum then, cool. Because it doesn't have the same vim. Like, back... Bro, remember back in the day, Sidewinder, man grabbed the mic and said, suck him up.
Rough.
Exactly. And it's the same with hip-hop.
The reason why I'm saying it is because someone like 6ix9ine, because of how hip-hop has progressed, he can come out and just do shows. And it's amazing. He's making money and whatever. Previously...
He's not though.
Yeah, but he's making more money than someone who's not. He's still doing shows. He's getting shows wherever.
Is he?
Yeah, he's still doing his shows. Still shouts.
But the audience is not the same.
Whether it's not the same.
6ix9ine.
Whether it's not the same to a degree, he's still out here being able to perform and do shows.
But that's social media, though.
No.
He's in Mexico.
You lot are not hearing what I'm saying to you. Whether he's in Guantanamo, Guadeloupe, wherever. All I'm saying is he's still doing shows.
But it's social media.
He's still doing shows.
It's not the same thing.
Bro, I'm saying to you. Wait.
You're not hearing what I'm saying.
No.
You're saying something I'm not saying.
No, but
If he was doing 250,000 capacity and he's now doing 10K cap, he's still doing shows.
But my point is, elaborate on your point. Because you use 6ix9ine as a reference.
Because I'm saying to you, the hip hop genre now is entertainment. Because let me land up, bruv. I'm in the air, bruv.
Okay, go on.
I'm saying to you, hip hop entertainment. Yeah. Once upon a time, a 6ix9ine, once he comes out, he was done. Yeah. Now there is a discourse where it's like, well, he didn't snitch on me, all that kind of vibe. Whereas now it's just entertainment, where it's like, do whatever. All that, it's like snitches get stitches and all that bullshit. Yeah. Now it's like, people are like, bro, whatever G code you was living in, man's not interesting, brother. If this man's a snitch, I'm still listening to him. I like him. So I'm saying, in terms of J. Cole, he's torn down one other aspect of hip hop, yeah? In terms of, I've sent for you, but I've apologized. It's the first in history. Hold on one second. The first in history, yeah? So I'm saying, with that, does it now remove the kind of rap beef element of hip
hop? I've been waiting.
I'm done.
Okay, so my point is, the reason why I keep saying social media is because that man have built a fan base that with a community of people who don't agree with those rules from the 90s. Is what I'm saying. So even though he's this, he's that, whatever, they don't care about that. So that's why he can still do shows. But there's certain places he's not going to do shows.
Absolutely.
Because they live by a different code. Absolutely. That's one. Two, when you say he's torn down one, what I'm saying is the context behind it enables the apology. When we hear the two disses, if we do, yeah, maybe you'll understand why he apologized. Is what I'm saying.
No.
I don't know what Drake's going to say. I don't know what Kendrick's going to say, but maybe J. Cole didn't want to align with anyone. Bro, this is you, man's beef. I'm done.
But my thing is...
You know what I'm saying? Because we don't know what they're going to say.
I hear that, but my thing is, the reason why I don't agree with what Lance said, because in terms of 6ix9ine, yeah, like, he's not doing a Hot 97, 106 or Hot 97. He's not doing anything. He's not really getting played on the radio either.
He's doing independent.
Like, it's he's getting things booked on his own back.
Because of social media.
And it's not here. In the UK, and it's not in America, hardly anywhere. He's going back to Mexico, Colombia, wherever he's from, and he's doing shit there. Artists are not working with him. One or two, well, Kodak.
He's done a tune with Nicki Minaj, bro, and he done a tune with Kodak, bro.
No, but Kodak was high off his head. He got paid a million.
Kodak wanted
for that.
A mil. It's a mil.
Yeah, but what I'm saying,
and even when Kodak done that, he got bare pushback. And now
it don't matter.
It does matter. And Nicki,
no, I mean for Kodak.
One sec. And Nicki's in another sphere in terms of Nicki's a woman in rap. We don't hold her to the same.
Was it before or after?
What? When he come out of jail, he done a tune with Nicki.
When Nicki did the tune, he wasn't labeled a snitch then, though.
He was.
He came out.
He came out of jail.
Yeah, but as I'm saying, we don't hold Nicki to the same account as the rest of the man.
Kim wouldn't have done a tune with him.
Cool, but Nicki, I hear what you're saying, but
Lil Kim wouldn't have done a tune with him. Yeah, but I'm saying Nicki's really from like round the way.
But she there.
No, she ain't.
But is she there?
I lie.
No, she is.
She really from round the way.
No, she is.
Do you know when we say Nicki or people around the way, you were active. You lived in an area.
I'm not saying Nicki's got a strap in her pouch running up and down.
But there's a certain code. There's a certain code you live by when you live there, though.
I hear you, but women don't live by the same code as men like that. But it's not as intense as...
But a Gucci man is there, bro.
What's going on here?
This is what I'm trying to say. The reason why I'm trying to say what you're saying is, once upon a time, he wouldn't have been able to do a show in Mexico. Like, there would not be no room for him.
No, I don't know about that.
Bro, who do you know who's been talking?
Yeah.
They move and they have to change everything. It's done. No, but he's still, like, berating people. No, I'm saying, as rappers...
Sitting against a cartel,
No, what I'm saying. I'm talking about rap. I'm talking about rap and hip hop. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. But you're talking about Mexico. He's safe in Mexico. Right.
No,
you're gonna have to do.
No, but what I'm saying is the people in Mexico. Like, so let's say and Manuel at ANA and all these guys who do that rap over there. Yeah?
Yeah,
they was like, I'm not working with him no more because he's a snitch.
Yeah.
So that code or whatever is universal because you sent people jail.
Yeah, yeah.
But what I'm trying to say is, once upon a time, quote unquote, these codes were so strict that you're not getting shows.
And also, we have to remember as well, he goes back to these places and he gives a lot of money away. So he's kind of buying people's affection to a degree. So when you see him out, more times, even when Pablo Escobar was around or whatever, there was this saying that like, when you look after the locals and you look after the villages around you, they will look after you. They'll tell you when the police is coming.
Yeah.
They'll tip you off.
Yeah.
That guy, the Jamaican guy, Dudos, same thing. When he was in Jamaica and he was looking after everyone, that's why they couldn't find him for time, because anytime police came from him, people would be like, yo, the police are coming, whatever, because they wanted to look after him. So I'm saying, in terms of Sick Man, it has had a massive effect on his career. He's absolutely not the same. But as Taylor was saying, because of social media, he's still got a fan base that might even listen to his music, but does like the fact that he's just a bit of a rebel, or he's been a bit of a man, a madman in this arena. Cool. But generally speaking, for me personally, although I said that I think the reason why Cole apologized was because of him not being involved in a beef and him being a certain way spiritually and whatever, but for me, it is damaging to hip hop 100%, because if he's a student of hip hop, like he says he is, if he's cut from the old school cloth of like getting my pen, writing bars, in the studio, simple life. Nas is very similar to that. Like, and there's no way Nas will let Jay diss him or LL Cool J or anyone diss him, openly respond and then apologize. Because my thing is this, if he didn't respond, I wouldn't have cared. I would be like, if he just come out and said, listen, my mind is in a certain place, I'm not even responding. Kendrick, whatever, you man do your thing. Yeah,
but the response
different.
Was weak though.
Can I ask a question? Sorry, can I ask a question? You see, damaging for hip hop and all this stuff like that, yeah? It's gone out of my head. Damaging for hip hop, does it mean the hip hop purists and all this stuff, yeah? Is there more people who are in the world in terms of mental health and well done
than the others?
Than the people it's damaging for.
We'll find out.
No, but the reason
why... Do you understand what I'm asking?
Yeah, 100%.
Because then if it's not damaging, because those people are a minority who care about...
The reason why I don't like that argument, yeah, is because we're going into a realm where the rules of the world don't apply here. This is an art form. This is different. This is like freestyling.
100.
And then, I don't know, me and you having a freestyle competition, I nutmeg you, do a skill, and then because you know that I'm just on smoke, you just don't come to the final. And you're like, do you know what? I was going to come to the final, but in my mind, I'm not prepared for it. So, you know what? Yeah, long. It's like, brother, but this is what we do. We battle. We're freestylers. This is what we're doing. So for me personally, that's why I think that it's not a world problem. If J. Cole were to say, look, mentally, I'm not in the right place and whatever, that's a different conversation, but you've just apologized. Remember, for example, you apologized for a diss that you put out.
No, but wait, hold on.
You said the man didn't force.
No, wait. Yeah, see? So, okay, let me choose a different art form here. So let's talk about comedy. So I guess we all agree that we like dark humor, but to a certain degree.
Yeah.
And even the degree that you like it too, you probably might not say publicly. You might just hear the joke and then laugh privately. You know what I mean, though. There's certain videos you watch here, like, I don't know why I'm finding this funny, but...
See, look. Mom said, brother, don't bring me in this shit.
I'm not asking you how far it goes, but I'm saying it does. But then there's some people that would say, ooh, publicly, that, nah, I think that was wrong. But really, truly, they're laughing about it. Is what I'm saying. So it's the same with the hip hop thing. Some people might genuinely believe, you know what, you've ruined the genre, blah, blah, blah. Some people might wait, let it play out and see what his plan is and be like, you know what, I hear it. I'm just saying that those, I don't know the percentages of both groups, but they're definitely there.
I'm on both sides. At the end of the day, Jacob can do whatever what he wants. It's his life. And if that was the right thing for him to do, it's fine. Like, I can't tell you what to do. But I'm just looking at it, growing up in hip hop and hearing tunes like Hit 'Em Up, hearing tunes like...
Yeah, but the is different though.
I know what I'm saying, but even back to back, even hearing Pusha T's
my
tune...
My nigga Drake, man.
You know what I'm saying? Hearing certain tunes, like, I'm like, bro, like...
Even 50. Let's not forget 50, you know?
50's got a lot. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, even like, come on, man. Like... Yeah,
the reason why I say I don't think that this is that bad, yes, because it's not like Ken, it's not like Cole said something like I robbed you or I fucked your girl. He didn't say nothing.
But you
like
know
that.
What?
All he did is rub that man's discography.
You know what? We don't necessarily know what that did for him spiritually because he said he couldn't sleep, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
So them little jabs. Not again. Nah, man.
Or maybe Cole. Kendrick told him and said, "Who do you?" You don't think Kendrick phoned him and said, "Who the fuck do you think you are,
Kendrick's a silent killer, man.
But like, someone.
He'll just be silent. There's no G check. Kendrick will just be silent.
Can't phone me.
Kendrick will just be like,
"What do you mean?
This ain't a G check that you come to apologize."
I think Drake's people phone people. You think Chubbs ain't phoning him, man?
Say, brother, for what?
Who the fuck do you think you are?
I'm mean, nigga. What?
All right, we'll see.
Okay, we will.
And then you get fucked up the next time they see you.
Yeah, but you're moving like.
What do you mean? Where am I going to see you?
Who's he? I ain't Canada.
Hold on. Who's Drake ring? He didn't ring Pusha.
But there's certain people Drake phones. Obviously, no. I know that.
No, I'm saying Drake's
not everyone.
What I'm trying to say, Drake's
not
my guy.
You're not bad enough to say that on the phone to him. Not you. I'm just saying there's certain people who would say that online. They're not saying it to Drake.
No, 100. Because those certain people aren't. What I'm trying, because I'm saying,
my point is, okay, there's people that will say it, but won't say it to
you. You know what? I do believe that. Obviously, they got booters around them and whatnot.
Yeah,
because Lupe Fiasco was a bare man.
No, Lupe came. Oh, that's a good point.
Stop it! Stop
it! No,
he's done it for face value.
No.
He's like, I don't
need
to read it. No rap. Stop
cool.
It.
Can
stop
I read it? Because you mentioned it.
He needs to stop it.
So basically, Marv, I'm talking to Marv now. Basically, there's an array of headlines. Yeah, of artists. Yeah, Kendrick. No, sorry,
Lupe.
Jay Electronica, Macklemore, and...
Macklemore doesn't count.
Okay.
No, but he was talking Grease.
Who's the third one? Who's the third one?
He apologized for winning an award instead of Kendrick. That's not...
I apologize for being here. It's Grease.
That's not the same thing.
I apologize for attending. I didn't think I was going to win. Who's that artist? J. Cole.
That's white guilt.
So, okay. Oh, either way you apologize.
That's white guilt.
Okay, but either way you apologized, yeah? So, four men have apologized.
It's not the same thing, man. That's white guilt.
Okay, but what I'm saying is you apologized.
Because you know you shouldn't have won that award.
But you didn't need to apologize.
The aura is crazy.
But either way, he apologized, yeah? So, everyone's making... There's this speculation that Kendrick's the boogeyman. Like, he does what he does, yeah?
Because the Rolling 60s are rigging people.
All right, cool. But Lupe Fiasco came out today and said, listen, he outlined something where people were saying he... didn't believe that Kendrick was a top tier lyricist. And he's gone, keep my name clean. I fear no rapper of any kind or on any time. K dot solid, but you all need to chill. LOL. So he's saying he didn't apologize. He just put that out.
You see that there?
What, the LOL?
That's PR.
That's PR, brother. So Kendrick phoned him and said, man, I fixed this.
When man's getting chased and knocking his head. Man said LOL. Man said LOL. What's up with you, man?
Bro, that's PR,
Someone phoned him and said, brother, I fixed this, bro.
That's PR, man.
I don't like the narrative. People are searching my albums and the wrong thing's coming up. Hey. Nah, Kendrick does sound like the boogeyman, though. And I think Drake's the only person he's like, bruv, don't phone me, man. We're not bridges, bro. Go write your diss. Let's go. I think Kendrick's on that
vibe. Yeah, they're probably both their G's in their ends, isn't it?
Okay, do you reckon Chubb said to Drake, bro, I told you this J. Cole guy is a dickhead.
No, man. He probably obviously academics and all these probably people are probably antagonizing it more. But Drake's probably like, you know what? Drake's sensitive, isn't it? Like in terms of like, so he would have texted him and said, you know what? That's on you, man. I rate that.
I think Drake will be on the vibe, but if that's the right thing for you to do, bro.
Yeah, like it's on you, bro.
But me, I'm taking up.
That's on you. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Where to trap.
Yeah, like it's just that's on
I'm
you.
I'm taking off head top scene.
But I don't think no tunes are gonna get released.
Swear.
I think we've got too much anticipation for it. There's no I don't think I just think it's gonna be whatever.
Who's gonna drop it first?
Yes, what I'm saying. Because that's the chess move again. Because whoever drops it first, I go home and write my lyrics. I train my lyrics.
No, but it depends on what more you have.
No, Joe Biden has to have both tunes and play them at midnight, like 1-1. Like on a radio show, kind of. You can't drop it first and have a week to change my bars. I just think it's going to be one of them.
But that's how this is work, though.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to say is it doesn't work because Joe said, I have it on good authority. They both got bazookas and this, 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 and the other. So I'm just looking at it like, I just feel like it's just going to be one of them hip hop secrets.
But do you know who didn't need a bazooka? Do you know who just released that and then said, I don't give a fuck?
I ain't got no motherfucker.
That's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker.
West Side!
You know who the realest is.
They summon is angry, you know.
You see this tune here?
It's too angry, bro.
But he wrote a tune, and brother, T-Bag didn't go back in for another diss.
Yeah, so I think this is the conversation people were saying that the spirit of hip hop is negative, yeah. Because when Hit 'Em Up comes on, you kind of feel gangster.
Yeah,
100%.
That's what it was designed.
If you're in a bank robbery or anything,
yeah, like you feel that, like you feel
that's how it was designed.
Like I start doing W's and I'm in the dance. Like you feel gangster. Yeah. So they're saying that spirit is like it's dark, innit? So they're saying Cole didn't want that spirit around.
But not every hip hop song sounds like. I mean, not every diss song sounds like that one. That's
why they're saying to channel that energy. You just have to go. It's like when Heath Ledger had to channel the energy to become Joker. It led somewhere fatal. So they're saying that Cole looked at it like that.
That's a hip hop purist take.
The place I might have to go to.
I don't want
to
go
to
there.
Do this war is dark because I may never come back.
Are you rating that diss or are you rating the tune? I'm not understanding. When my man said your first thing did tragic, that's not a diss, bro.
I actually thought the tune wasn't bad.
I thought it was a light jab.
Like, I like the beat. I like the vibe. I thought it was a light jab.
Hold on a second. Listen, big man, play the Tupac tune again. He didn't waste one line,
no,
bro.
No, what I'm trying to say is...
It's not the same thing.
How is it not the same?
No, because what I'm trying to say...
You got different disses.
That's not a diss, though. That's a jab.
No, because what I'm trying to say, if we're looking at it carefully, that means the two best disses in history of rap is E-Far and Hit 'Em Up.
100%.
Wait, who's debating that?
No, that's what I'm saying. Yes. We're not going to get no tunes that sound like that.
We're not.
These lot don't want to...
No,
we're not.
No. Pusha's tune for Drake.
Yeah, but that was hate, though. That's animosity, though. You've been pissing me off, bro.
No, but this is what I'm trying to...
Story of Addie Dawn.
This is what I'm trying to explain. You're not going to get those type of rhythms without animosity.
Yes, that dark spirit.
Yeah, so obviously, Kendrick's vibe, you're hearing him take shots at Drake because he's getting jarred.
Hold on a second. Play like that, please. I don't understand.
It's a big tune.
No, it's cold. It's
but you're making tune. You lot playing down that Kendrick's
like that
one,
is
yeah.
A big
energy
tune,
was mad.
No,
I think that's big better than Kent Cole's tune. You know that
7 minute this drill. Sorry, yeah. 100%.
And on top of that, Cole apologizing has made like that even bigger, bro.
Come on, man. That's why they man abused, bro. It's backfiring.
No,
he's
jumping.
You see 7 minute drill, yeah.
You like the beat?
No, yeah, but
yeah, you definitely like the beat.
To it.
The beat
no,
twangs
it doesn't. Beat twangs. I know. There's only two lines.
But even like when you watch it, when you listen to the lyrics, yeah, it's very like, all right, cool. No, no problem.
Marv, you're guessing this tune up, bro.
Look at the way he started. Come on.
Give 7 minutes,
bro. Light work, like it's PWC. It's a cold world, keep the heat under your seat. I got a phone call, they say that somebody dissing. You want some attention, it comes with extensions. My dog like say the word, he on bullshit, he itching. I'm putting so much work in these streets, he got tension. I told him, chill out, how I look having henchmen. If shots get to popping, I'm the one doing the clinching. I came up in a van,
he was talking grease.
For nothing.
Man said, play like that. I'm not going to lie.
Come on, man.
Like Jay said it, he said, I'm not going to lie, Cole has made that Like That record astronomical with the apology.
Way less, man!
That don't make sense, though.
Way less!
That don't make sense, because you just said, you did that 7 minutes because of the beat. The beat, come on. Man said, we
did.
Which one is
this,
it then?
This is the diss. You know what I'm saying, Jay?
I'm in the club like
come on, bro. Do you know why this is a big cheat as well? He meant this one, bro.
Yeah. He felt that.
Sticking to the code, all these hoes for the street.
Stopping
in her nose, I'm gonna make a pussy.
Hey,
pussy niggas cold, ain't gonna wake up at they sleep. You can't hear that
speech,
but you can hear them niggas scream. All my hoes do shrooms, nigga, all my hoes do coke. 20K,
hey, you fast forward, man, to the thing, man. You're
the first person to shoot.
Go back, man.
These niggas talking out of their necks. Don't put no coughing out of your mouth. I'm way too paranoid for a threat. Okay, hey, let's get it, bro. D.O.T.
Pause it.
Last one is better. Say yes a lot of...
So who's talking out the side of the necks? Just Drake.
These niggas. No, J. Cole, these niggas talking out the side of the necks.
I didn't say what.
No, I'm just saying it. These niggas lines. Talking out the side of the necks. J. Cole gave him two lines, bro.
He goes, you're both chatting shit.
What a check. I mean, I hope them sentiments symbolic. My temperament bipolar, I choose violence. Okay, let's get it up. It's time for him to prove that he's a problem.
Drake.
Niggas clicking up, but pay not be legit. No 41.
Come on, man.
Yeah, get up with me. Fuck sneak dissing. First person shooter. I hope they can't get these
bitches. Nigga, crash out. Pause.
Smelled if I had two. Got two T's with me. I'm snapping.
I said, fuck sneak dissing, bro. J. Cole and Drake. I don't care.
Now speak up.
Okay.
No, I'm just letting you know that he's letting
you know.
No,
because
you were trying to say
he don't. He's not. You're not hailing me up. You're trying it.
Yeah,
I don't care what he's saying.
You're not hailing me up. You're trying it.
I know he's dissing them, man. I don't. What's going on? Man's trying to hide everything. I know he's dissing them, man.
You're feeling sorry for J. Cole.
Who's feeling sorry for J. Cole when I told man when I said that man's harmed hip hop? What are you talking about, man?
Chains and burning tattoos. It's up. Lost too many soldiers. If he walk around with that stick, it ain't Andre 3K. Think I won't drop the location. I still got PTSD. Motherfuck the big three. Nigga, it's just big me. Nigga,
boom. What's
really like that? And your best work is a light pack. Nigga, Prince outlived Mike Jack. Nigga, boom. For all your dogs getting buried. That's a K with all your nines. You gon' see Pet Cemetery, nigga.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Remember, Drake called himself MJ of the new era. And then his album's called For the Dogs.
Yeah, and he's saying, nigga, Prince outlived Mike Jack. So people, initially, people was interpreting that bar like, that's dumb. You're basically saying you're only bigger, like you're acknowledging Drake is the bigger artist, yeah? And then the interpretation is like, well, everyone's saying Drake is the guy, yeah? But he's dead and Prince is...
Yeah, that's so what I got from it.
Yeah, like he's dead and Prince is here.
Prince is still here, bro.
So what?
Prince is still here. Prince is dead as well, bro.
No, but as in...
You know what I mean, innit?
Nah, they're both dead. Nigga, bam! That's it, bro.
Yeah, but we know what... About MJ though.
In what way?
In however way you want to interpret that lyric.
I don't know what that means. What does that mean? Tate, you know you don't know what that means, but you just
no, because I didn't want to.
You're fucked up, right?
No, because I didn't want to get into the PR. It's PR. I'm talking about PR wise. As Prince got bad news surrounding his name.
What do you mean bad news?
I think it was just him taking trying to get his masters.
Ah, the deal. Okay, and what bad news is surrounding MJ?
What do you mean,
nigga? Bah! Why don't you spill it out? I don't understand.
I don't get what's going on. He's had allegations for years. I don't. But he was alive then, so I don't understand. Like we're talking like he died because
when,
of that.
He's saying when MJ died, Prince outlived Mike Jack. So he's basically saying that okay, you could be the person with all the accolades and that people think you're the guy saying all this, but when you died, the real guy was still about.
It's garbage.
Fair enough.
They're both dead now, and people talk about Michael Jackson with a bit more homage.
And some people talk about him
because you know what's even mad?
I went to theater on Monday to see MJ in.
You went to theater?
Banging.
How was it?
Banging.
Where was it?
Shaftesbury Avenue.
Send it to me, man. I want to watch that. I want to watch Tina as well.
Bad.
I heard Tina.
I might take my mum. I'm going to tell Taylor to take his mum as well.
I heard Tina's really good.
Take my mum still.
Yeah,
don't like it. Yeah, Tina must be good. But yeah, Michael Jackson was cold. Like, when you see the story of Michael Jackson and the screenplay, you realise...
Is it a big theatre?
Yeah, kind of big, actually.
Like, stage-wise production?
Yeah. Sick as sick.
Is it as big as Lion King?
Lion King, I think, began longer. See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, and obviously Lion King, Disney. I don't know if Disney are behind it, there might be a bit more money behind it. But in terms of this Michael Jackson thing here... Yeah, you realize how things made other things happen. And you realize in his life, why things happened.
Right.
It's mad. It's sick, bro. Because if, for example, MJ had a lot of like problems mentally in terms of like because of his father.
Mm-hmm.
But his dad was mad harsh on him when he was younger. Because obviously, in terms of where his father was a failed musician. But he stopped music because of his family. So he's like, nah, you man have to succeed. And MJ succeeded. So the first thing is that I didn't that MJ was with Motown Records, didn't it? First. MJ left Motown by himself. Like, Motown were like, nah, where you going? MJ's like, nah, for me, I have to leave because it's not happening here. So that was a big call because everyone was like, Mike, what are you doing, man? Why are you leaving like the dream team? Motown was the dream record label. And he went to Quincy Jones. And that's what, and Quincy Jones, I think they made Off the Wall, Thriller, and Bad. Those are the three albums they made, yeah? I don't know if you've seen the clip at the Grammys where Michael Jackson didn't win the Grammy for Off the Wall. And Michael Jackson was vexed in the studio, but I didn't even know that. And he was like, raw, like, how did it, they not, like, understood, like, who I am? Like, I cannot win a Grammy for Off the Wall. You crazy? Quincy Jones was like, don't watch, man. Like, we go again. And he's like, why ain't MTV playing my music? Like, no one's playing my music. Like, what's going on?
Is it because of the label?
Because he was black.
So the label was helping him?
Nah, basically. No,
he was had a lot of animosity he was dealing with. Because
I know, but I'm saying, if he was still at the label, would he have played his music?
Nah, it was nothing to do with that. It's just, in them times, MTV, like, it was mad back then. Black people didn't get played on MTV, bro. Maybe The Box or other like smaller networks, not in a rude way, but MTV was not playing black people. Even David Bowie had an interview where he spoke about it. Like, why are black people not being played on MTV? And they just went quiet. So they went to work on Thriller. And that's when like they went to town on Thriller, bro, in terms of the production, in terms of the melodies, the singing.
Crazy.
The next Grammy, Michael Jackson won about 8 or 9, yeah, blood. You see the picture? Yeah. And anyone, what's his name? Quincy Jones on the stage and Michael Jackson doing the 12 on the stage with the jacket, you get me? But then after Thriller, his dad and his brothers were like, yo, let's go on tour, man. MJ's like, I'm hot right now.
You know.
Like, but then that's what, but then he went on tour to appease his family. And what happens on tour? The thing burns his hair.
You know,
then that's when he started taking painkilling drugs, and that's where it started.
You know,
where he got an addiction to painkillers. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if he didn't appease his family and whatever, that would never happen.
Can I put a pin quickly? You see, are Grammys important, or is it just like a, oh my God, you've won a Grammy?
I think it depends on how you look at and view music.
So if Stormzy won a Grammy, is that sick? Are we saying it because a UK person won a Grammy, or does that change? Add to his trajectory as an artist.
I think it adds to his trajectory because we know how difficult it is to get a Grammy and what you have to basically, the boxes you have to tick in order to get one.
And so history, I think those people,
the hip hop purists and all of them people, the history and all that. But it's true though, they would appreciate it. But there's like NBA Youngboy fans, then they think it will start.
No, because
I'm just saying.
You know, when I look at the discourse on Grammys and appeasing black people and whatnot, so I see it as obviously you have to, present your album to, it's like a campaign run where you got to present your album to be nominated for whatnot. But why is Burna Boy in like best African contemporary, best international, can't Stormzy's album go for album of the year? Is it an American thing?
It can, but you got to remember, the same people, Jay-Z done it the other day, the same people who were like anti-Grammy were happy that they won one. And then now that they've won one, they have a problem that someone else, like, it's weird. We don't understand what's going on with the Grammys. That there's the rules behind it is weird. I don't know if it's a good thing or it's a bad thing. I don't get it.
And also, man will say fuck the Grammys when they know they're not going to win one.
Like, is that the people that are boycotting certain brands and they don't even shop then?
Like, love it, man.
But let me play something quickly. I don't know what's going to be said. There's nothing cancelable. I just want to know if you don't agree.
Check, you don't check.
I lie.
No, it's bubbling on the timeline. That's why it's
still.
It's about what we're talking about.
Not a big three. Who's Messi? Who's Ronaldo? And who should we say? Neymar. Now, J. Cole, Drake, and Kendrick. Kendrick, and Neymar is J. Cole. Because Messi is a talented, gifted footballer. Kendrick is a talented rapper. Ronaldo's a hard worker.
Yeah, Drake.
Sorry.
Not the big three.
They lost me.
He's Messi. He's Ronaldo. And who should we say? Neymar. Our J. Cole, Drake, and Kendrick. Kendrick, and Neymar is J. Cole. Because Messi is a talented, gifted footballer. Kendrick is a talented rapper. Ronaldo's a hard worker.
Drake's definitely Ronaldo.
It's almost like you're part of it, but at the same time, because them two are so big.
Who's that? J. Cole.
Yeah, J. Cole.
J. Cole's better than Kendrick.
Out of the big three.
I don't think you can use Neymar, but I guess
that's the third name that I'm like.
Someone said Zidane, Ronaldinho, and then someone else in that era. Someone said change Neymar. J. Cole to Harry Kane.
Oh, okay. Because what are we doing?
Then someone else said Kendrick is Roy Keane, Drake is Rooney, and J. Cole is Johnny Evans.
What is happening?
This is what the internet's doing right now. That's what this is getting us reaction. Right, why has Drake tweeted cartel, by the way? Everyone thinks some stink things
about
that.
He probably thinks a war dub, isn't
it? Yeah, but someone said Big Boy, the producer, Boy One, whatever his name.
He's a
boom bap guy, apparently.
So he posted cartel, but Academics has posted cartel as well.
I think Drake's making four. So Chubbs is like, yo, let's get at these niggas, man. Hey,
Drizzy, send me the tune, man.
Hey, Marcel Trump, the record. Send me the
tune. But you know what? Like, in terms of like, the thing is, yeah, I don't know. Football equivalent is difficult because Messi's loved by everyone. Ronaldo is obviously loved by who he's loved by. Neymar's thing, but Drake is the biggest, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Then Kendrick, then Cole.
All right, cool. So that's the conclusion, yeah?
But that's what I'm saying. But you're talking about war dubs. But man, I know about this tune, though, blood. What? Throw out my blood clot, bad me no more. Throw a god pass it, I say I'm a father. Why are you? Come and tell me your name, God, the God. You suck your mother. What up, fuck? What up, fuck? Fuck your mother.
What
up? You see that diss there? But the producer said we're going straight in. Straight in, not here. We hear wars on my blood. Brother, there's no intro, blood.
There's no stories on that one.
Two on my blood clot, bad me no must. No gods are still, I say I'm a father. Boy, are you? Come and tell me your name, Gali. Rock your mother. Where that from? Where that from? Where that from? Where that from? Fuck your mother. Where that from?
I guarantee you will say your fashion. Because it is my father. There's a spirit on this tune, though.
Yeah,
there's no clout, man.
As I get older, I realize my father didn't get washed in this splash.
You see, Mavaldo's got one.
He didn't get washed in this clash.
No, he didn't get washed, but that tune.
But as I was younger and a heavy cartel fan, I say cartel done him over. But the more I just listen to their clash, Mavaldo done some things there. But obviously, cartel's just, you understand? It's cartel in it.
Yeah. Liverpool's losing, by the way.
Yeah, sorry. 1-0. Skamanga.
Hey, before we wrap up, yeah, because we've got 9 minutes, yeah, I got a dilemma for you lot. Two dilemmas, yeah. So the first one, yeah, your current girlfriend needs money for her business or something along those lines, yeah?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But she asked her ex and didn't tell you.
Are you so like, that's his girlfriend.
Are you like angry when you find out?
That's his girlfriend. Because clearly, I don't understand. It's straightforward.
It's just so something I read on Reddit, so I'm asking.
No, so my girlfriend needs money for her business.
Yeah, and she didn't ask
asks
you.
Asks her ex. That means, number one, I ain't got the dough.
No, maybe you do have
the bread. No, I ain't got the bread.
No, but you got to remember, maybe she's doing it in a way where it's like, I don't want to violate you, let me violate you.
I ain't got the bread.
What do you mean?
For her to not ask me.
What's the scenario? Sorry.
Your girlfriend has asked her ex for money, but hasn't asked you. Are you getting angry when you find out?
My girlfriend right now has a business she wants to start or whatever, and she gets the money from her ex and I find out after. So when I'm cutting the ribbon and whatnot, it's his bread.
So that would bother you. You wouldn't see it as, wow, she's got free money.
I might walk in the road. What are you talking about?
I'm asking you, bro.
Do you know what I do? I'm going to ring my girlfriend. I'm going to say this, blood.
This is a sick Negro.
You are a sick Negro. No, because you brought money from your ex.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, Mark,
don't ask him, because he'll say rob his money.
Yeah, this
he'll
is what I'm saying.
Rob that nigga
Mark,
money.
This is my guy.
Yeah, hey, don't Mark, ask him.
Let me ask you a question, please.
Don't ask him.
No, we need to.
Wait, let me ask you one question first right now. So, do the Range Rover one, the wedding gift.
Man said MJ in the building. Range Rover.
So basically, you get married,
yeah,
and your ex's partner gifts her a Range Rover as a wedding gift. Does she keep it or she has to duck it out?
Oh yeah, Miles, what are you saying?
My ex.
So you get
married.
Wife.
You get married, yeah. And her ex buys her a Range for a wedding gift.
For the wedding gift,
yeah. Can she keep
Mark
it?
Mark is disgusted.
Yeah, no, man ain't doing them foolishness for me.
Is he not whizzing the Range?
Huh?
You're not whizzing the Range?
He's taking it for... If she had it beforehand or something and we get married and she's got the car, then it is what it is.
No, he's gifted her.
Yeah, he's trying to do too much. He's
not,
I ain't playing all those games.
So now hear the dilemma.
Okay, cool. So your girl wants to start a business and she's got the seed money from her ex. Are you angry when you find out
after?
Have you got the money for it?
I don't know.
I said I ain't got the bread. I must not have the bread. Because why is she asking the ex and not me? I ain't got the bread. The fact that she's even in contact with the ex
asking
for money is crazy,
man. She didn't tell me about it. She just came to me.
That's what he said. No, you said that. You said that Mark will take the money.
Yeah, I said Mark will take the money. Yeah. So I said he can't ask him.
Yeah, she's rude. So the first time I found out about it, just came to me and said, "Look,
you found out. You've gone down the books and found out the money's come from a beneficiary.
Oh, you know, so you had it seized, no, bro.
How that's the one. But your man just says you don't know. You're taking the money from her, so you have to find out.
But I'm saying, but the way you said it, it sounds mad.
Fuck her, man.
Let's say he found out because she told him.
It's all mad. Like there's
she told
so much.
You, by the way,
who's her ex? Is her ex some kind of angel investor? Is he a man that does this?
Okay.
We're expanding this too much, man.
Because Mark uses certain terms now.
No, I'm saying, does he do this? If he's what he does, and that's his thing. He's on a VC thing. Like, maybe I could swallow my pride and on a.
Does the money? Does the money matter? The size of the money. Let's say it was 50 bags.
Have I got it to give to her? This is important.
My point is, okay. Well, first one, yes. And then second one, no.
If I do, she's mugging me.
Second one, no.
No, but let's say you do, but she's thought, you know, I might just get it from him.
I can't lie. If I got 50 bags, there's another way to get 50 bags. Get 50 bags of that.
That's what I'm saying.
I'll keep my money.
Exactly.
I'll keep 50 bags in your business film.
That's what I'm
saying. I can't get mad at my girl.
This is an investment. Donnie's got shares, so he's an ex. He's in her life in perpetuity. As long as the company's successful, he's in her life.
Angel investor, perpetuity. That 5 minutes was cold.
What contract? Some smart bitches.
Hey, you don't know about me. You don't watch TDA. Shout out to TDA. Shout out to the new black. This is what we're on. Educating every morning, man. This is what I do. I'm not learning now.
I tune in still.
Have you seen Indecent Proposal, the movie?
Yeah.
That's tough.
Robert Redford, and Demi Moore on that.
That was big break. Would you do that?
The meal was crazy, though.
No, you got to do it.
The relationship broke up.
It depends on how much I like her.
What do you mean? You love her. It's your wife.
It's your wife, bro.
Man, this is how much you like her.
Do you remember the story? Do you remember the story?
No.
So basically, these two are married. They're like young couple, married, doing their thing. Money's a bit stiff. They go, I think, Vegas, whatever.
To a casino.
And this billionaire or whatever.
Obviously, he's old school.
Like, you know, established guy. Just like let's use them George Clooney type.
Robert Redford.
That kind of vibe. And he approaches her and he says, look.
Let me take your wife for the night.
Like, I want to sleep with your missus. I'll give you a meal.
I want to.
Yeah, I'd like to spend the night with your missus. I'd give you a meal.
And me, the meal, her, the meal.
As a couple, I'll give you a meal.
He said, they both said, stop it. Then one day he was like, do you want to? And she was like, do you want me to?
There was bare stuff.
But it's fucked up because he wanted the bread, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say?
I would rather her suggest it.
But she ended up doing it.
And then I just tap out.
She ended up doing it. It broke them up.
100%.
He ended up giving the money away.
But how'd you split the pee?
I think she got with the guy at the end as well.
I just take whatever she...
No, you can't give me 10 bags and take 990,000.
Yeah, but she said I've done 990,000 work.
You didn't do nothing. It's a wee thing. It goes in the joint bank account that we both got access to. It's a wee thing.
All right, wait, let me ask you a question. So what if it was the other way around? A woman approached you. Or her, sorry, and said, listen, I want to sleep with Marv.
I would have looked at the woman and said, why you just come to me, man? Come to the middle man.
Yeah, but you just explain it, mate. Could have got it for cheaper.
How much do you need to drop it, though?
You didn't even need to say the figure. Just, babe, 100 bags, I would have been.
So many attention is enough, you know?
I said, right, there's money involved.
Someone would have went in light, you know, two bags.
Someone would have been like, right, like,
or five meals.
Like, the drinks in your room.
That's the drinks.
Mini bar thing.
You got the P, yeah, okay.
This is a forward, yeah. Just let me use the minibar.
Man's just there for the story to tell the group chat. Like, yo, listen,
do you know what's approach mad? Me. If you put the scenario, yeah, I've always said this.
It's toxic.
In terms of men and women, yeah.
It's toxic.
Imagine this, Mark. Like, you're walking on the road and a ting stops you. Oh, yeah, let me talk to you. Look, she's buff. What are you doing Friday night? You want to go out? All right. She takes you out to get something to eat. Your belly's full, bro. You know what I'm saying? It takes you bowling, you enjoy yourself, drink your shots. Then at the end of the night, she says, let's be. What kind of day is this?
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I've been saying it for what? I want to see how the other side live.
Brother, you wouldn't see me again. You get what I'm saying. You
know what I'm saying? You're playing the game wrong, man.
You know what I'm saying? You'll ring me and be like, I want another date. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, date. What? But I'm spending OP.
That's all right, man. We'll just crack on, and when you put up, just start in it. Would you want me to just jump on?
But nah, I hear it.
The other way would happen. Though, there's certain people that are, listen, the dating game right now, but there's certain guys struggling.
£1 million.
The man, them are moving.
Iman said £1 million. And the thing is, when she done it, the guy couldn't sleep. He was just tossing and turning.
But in this day and age, this cost of living crisis, so £1 million, you're not going to take, you're not even going to consider this. This ain't a joke.
No, we're asking about your emotional capacity.
Somebody said, you're getting it before 10, yeah?
Yeah, somebody said, take the P.
All right then, brother. I'll see you soon.
It depends on how much you like.
Yeah, so somebody said, take the P and just know it's going to be done. Go your 500,000 each and just go your way.
No, that's not what it's about.
Wait, hold on, Marv, 1 second. So,
I'm going back to casino tomorrow.
Hold on, wait, Marv, 1 second.
There might be a next done.
Wait, hold on. Those listening, yeah? If you went ahead with the scenario, how much are you giving your man? I guarantee it's not 500 bags.
Yeah, it's not 500 bags.
Your girl's not giving you 500 bags.
And if
you're holding 25, bro.
You're not even holding that. You might ring that and have the number don't go through.
Then
you're taking a full meal.
I paid off the mortgage. It's not even a controlling thing.
This is the decision that we both have to make. You're not my girlfriend. You're my wife. Yeah? This is the decision that me and you both have to make. And if we do it, we are... This is ours. You can't tell me you've done all the work. I can only get things back. This is our bread. Whether it be I'm entitled to 500,000, I'm entitled to use it for what I want for our best interest. You're not doing all that.
That's a beautiful story, bro.
No, but you're that my wife, Kenny. If I don't say yes, you can't do it.
Yeah, it don't happen.
So even if you're doing all the work, whatever, that comes out. If I don't give you permission, this is a no go.
But how many times have you heard a man go on Love Island and all of a sudden his girlfriend's like, "Rah, I did the man." But I'm doing it for us. No, you're not, bro.
No, but think about it. I'm saying in the context of that,
girl come out and say,
So basically, what happened was as well, after she slept with him, he came back and he was like,
"Oh, more."
No, he was like, "Did you do it? Whatever. And she was like, "I just need to go to bed." So he's thinking, right, he walked to you, like you're tired. So, obviously, these times, it's broken up, communication, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's done. Then she's got with the guy, the old man.
Yeah, see, that's
they started dating.
Security,
like,
innit?
Like, yeah, so my man's losing his nut. Coming to like the golf club and Ray saying, "I need you back." Him. He's like, "Yo, this is
Marvin cool. doing that."
He's like, "This is crazy." And
did he get paid?
They got that.
No, did he get his bread? Bitch, Westside,
bad boy kills. This is why they call us childish. What the fuck? That was fantastic work. First don't fuck your bitch in the
click you claim. Wait, hold on.
It's true though.
Wait, did he get his bread?
He got the bread, but he ended up giving the money back. The money was
tainted.
It was tainted. Watch the film. Watch it. What?
I would have been a Gucci bro, like this.
You know,
there's a modern day version of it. I can't remember that it's called, but there's a modern day version of it. I can't remember what it's called. If I find it, I'll show you.
Watch the film with a lady.
The relationship always matches up, though.
Yeah, watch the film with a lady and have the combo.
I phone you and I say, "Yo, my wife just got approached by a billionaire. He's saying, yo, he want to do the mad thing, but he's offering me a meal. What are you saying?"
And you don't want to do it?
No. I'm asking you.
I know, Mark.
Mark's not asking me how much you love your wife.
You idiot.
Why are you fucking
no, I'm saying, in my mind, I'm thinking, if you were shaky, but I convince you to do this, I want commission.
I know.
I'm looking at something.
How much are you looking at?
What?
3%?
Who you been talking to? Now you're talking percentages and shit. I don't even imagine.
He's going to put agent invested in his bio.
He'll ring your missus. You come home. What's going on? I was speaking to Margs and talking about percentage.
I said, what do you say? Turks and Caicos. At least a big holiday. Go. Let's go.
Nah,
you know what it is?
It's mad though, man. It's your wife, bro. Like, for you to walk down the aisle in your brain, you've said, this is my wife, my forever situation, whatever. You're having it rough. You're a young couple. The money's not coming in. You're working. 3 jobs, 2 jobs. Ends are not
what
meeting.
What if you've cheated before?
Where are they, Maggie, man?
Nah, because it's bare men in relationships.
No, but I'm saying,
what if you cheated?
No, I'm saying you two are good.
Does she know?
You two are good.
She don't know you cheated. You know in your heart.
No, but if you
feel mad at admitting that.
No, I'm not saying admitting. I'm saying you can let it slide. You've chopped up a gallon. You can let this slide for the brain.
If she don't know, it didn't happen.
What's happening?
No, but what I'm trying to say.
It's not happened.
What I'm trying to say is, you don't have to get mad at her. You've cheated. You've just done this for sport.
So play along.
She's doing this for money, for our future.
Okay, let me tell you this.
Arsenal versus Newcastle where Gabriel got pushed in the back. So imagine Gabriel is one of the defenders as well. He's pulling, man, and when the ball's in the air, whatever. That's that man saying, yeah, I'll pull people's shirts. That's all right. No, blood. Man, looking at that. It cost us 3 points today,
so,
blood.
Hold on. Listen.
It cost us 3 points. It should happen, man. This VAR is a joke. We need to get the Football Association. We need an apology. Details, man, pulling shirts every week.
Let me tell you
that's
why.
That's how life works, bro.
Let me tell you why it don't work out, yeah? Because realistically, the moment you say to your missus, do you want to? If you even suggest it, you don't rate her. She's going to think, right, I'm going to go fucking them because you don't rate me. Pimping me out.
That's why I said that question's mad.
If for him to even be like,
you see that when like them pranks here, where they stop and say, yo, big man, I'll get your bag now. Let me sleep with your girl. Let me take your girl. A man are rubbing their chin.
If you're talking from a place of privilege when you got bread, like, no. It's different. Yeah, these people, if it's dire straits and you need money, this man can change your life, bro.
Bro, there's people with privilege that ain't on flipping coke. I don't want to take drugs. That's just my thing.
Money is the root. Let's not disrespect it. The bread.
No, it's not about this. There's poor people that take coke. And there's poor people who would rather work than shit on people for pee. There's poor people who wouldn't like. What I'm trying to say is there's certain things I would be willing to do morally. I wouldn't be willing to do. You understand what I'm saying?
100%. But what Marg is trying to say is that sometimes from when you're
backs against the wall,
not even that. When you're sitting in a privileged seat, you can be like, I wouldn't do this and that. You're mad. When you're when like. Next month, you got an eviction letter telling you you're out your yard.
You're out.
Next month,
you're out.
You ain't got enough money
Universal
for this yard.
Like,
you ain't got no family. You ain't got no money anywhere.
Someone
like,
just took 53 mil from Universal Credit.
You're homeless, and someone says a mil. You're chopping.
I ain't like you. You don't need to take time with this. You're not getting a bit too far, man.
All right, let me.
You're going a bit too far. You got to draw the line somewhere, bro.
Bro,
I say you end up at Diddy's parties,
bro.
Man.
Bro,
you got to draw
Bro, am I lying? Kills.
Am I lying? Bro, man, I'm making it seem as if, yeah.
You can't chop my missus for an M. That's crazy.
For an M, you know?
I agree with that person as well, innit? But I didn't. P. Diddy be wanting to buy.
You know why?
And you gotta tell him no. You gotta tell him no.
You know what I'm saying?
Man said Diddy want a party, and you gotta tell him no.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser Black.